Welcome back to our weekly prep spotlight. I'm sports director Randy Roof, and joining me today is Harlem softball slugger Bianca Barone. Bianca is the two-time defending Mick 10 MVP and well on her way to a third such honor. In her senior season, she's hitting .453 with a league-high 9 home runs, 32 runs scored, and 33 RBI. So, Bianca, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me.
Thank you.
I kind of just rattled off your stats there. Tell me, from your perspective, are you having the kind of year you would hope to have, or are you happy with your run so far?
I'm pretty happy with where I am now. You know, it's a little different this year because I have pitchers and coaches taking a different route with me. They're trying to get me out now that they know that I'm the two-time Mick 10 MVP, and it's harder for me to have the bats that I want because they're pitching me differently.
Right.
They're not pitching to me, and they're trying to get me out. So it's a little bit more challenging this year. But
are they trying to get you to fish, basically, and get
yeah,
you to go up
I have
their
to,
pitches?
Yeah, I have to wait for their mistake.
Uh-huh.
I have to make sure I don't make my own mistake by swinging at a pitch that's not for me.
How hard is that to be that disciplined?
Yeah, it's very hard. And I think that just going up to the plate and making sure I'm focused 100% and making sure that I'm not making that mistake by swinging at what they're throwing to me that they know I might not be able to hit.
Sure.
I'm waiting for that mistake.
Sure. Based on that, did you have goals coming in? Did you have specific, like, I want to hit X amount of home runs, I want to have this batting average, anything particular for you individually?
Yeah, I had a lot of goals this year. I have a certain batting average I want to hit. I have a certain amount of home runs I want to hit. But as soon as I hit that number, I want to exceed that and go higher. And I'll never be satisfied with what I do.
Only one other player in Mick 10 history is a three-time MVP, and that was the Harlem pitcher Laurie Lorenzen. That was back in 1991 to 93. And no position player, as far as I can tell, has ever done it. So first off, what does it mean to you to be a two-time MVP, and how important is that for you to actually get a third one?
Oh, it means a lot to me. It, you know, all the hard work I've put in the years from, you know, going after school every day and hitting off the tee, from waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day before school, even when I have a game or practice afterwards, to go to the gym and make sure I'm getting done what I need to do. You know, I've done a lot of hard work in my life, and the fact that it's finally paying off and I'm able to show people that I've spent so many hours doing what I love, and the fact that I could possibly be the third, you know, three-time Mick 10 MVP, that would be incredible. It means so much. And I don't know if you know, but my mom passed away a few months ago,
yeah.
And I've actually dedicated this season to her, so it would mean even more, you know, just like showing her, making her proud, you know, kind of a thing.
You get a little extra motivation this year for MVP.
Yeah, for sure.
You played multiple positions now, I understand. You played some third base, some catcher, and I think Coach said you was on second base too?
Yes.
Any other positions?
I think there was one game I played first base, but...
Oh, okay. have you ever pitched?
No.
Okay.
I actually, when I was younger, I wanted to be a pitcher, but my very first pitching lesson, the guy told me it wasn't for me. He was like, I think you should go to a catcher. So I was like, okay, that's fine. And my dad wanted me to be a catcher because he said, you know, there's so many pitchers out there. For you to be able to go to a college, you need a different position.
Yeah.
So he threw me behind the plate and it stuck. And I'm absolutely in love with it.
Of those positions that you played, what's your favorite?
Oh, catcher by far.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I love being in every play and being able to have... You know, when there's a runner on first, getting excited, you know, knowing if she's going to go or not.
Right.
And then if I do throw her out, it's absolutely amazing feeling.
Who introduced you to softball? Like, whether it was a family or something like that? And at what level and what age? And kind of showing the progression to today. You know, the different programs, different traveling teams you might have been on, things like that.
The first person who introduced me to softball is probably my brother played when he was little. And I'd always just sit back and watch when I was two or three. Mm-hmm. And I just absolutely fell in love with baseball. Actually, I started playing baseball when I was three, and I switched to softball when I was 10.
Okay.
So when I turned 10, I switched to softball and played on a travel ball team with Bob Heller, and since then I've been in love with it, and it's been my only sport.
What traveling have you been on coming up the line here?
When I was 10, I played for Triple Play Terror, and then I played for the Diamondbacks, which was the same coach as Triple Play. And then now I am playing for Kurt Head, my coach for Fury.
Who have been influenced on you coming up, whether it be coaches, family members, whatever, that kind of molded you into the kind of person and player you are?
Oh, definitely my coaches and my dad. My coaches have been a huge influence in my life by, you know, showing me that softball is a tough sport. You know, when I was 10, I would strike out every time I went up to bat. Those high pitches were the ones that always got me. And ever since then, you know, those high pitches are the ones I can hit. Yeah. You know, they've shaped me into the player who I am now. And my dad, he, even after a hard day's of work, he goes and hits with me after work and after school. And without them, I wouldn't be where I am now, for sure.
What about softball that you like so much then?
I think I fell in love with softball because of the teammates. Uh-huh. I think the teammates really, you know, my first few years I joined, it was an incredible experience, you know, just traveling all around the world and having my friends with me. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I just love the fact of going up to the plate and having the thought process in your head of, you know, what am I going to do now? Looking in the outfield and infield and seeing where they're positioned, knowing what I can do with the ball. You know, if there's a run on third and I got to hit to the right side of the field, I just love the, you know, thought process that goes with it.
It's so much more a mental game. People look at sometimes baseball and softball so boring, but there's so much mental game going on. You have to anticipate what the pitcher's giving you, and as you said earlier, then you also got to make sure to lay off the bad stuff and hit mm-hmm. your pitch, and then also where you're going to go with it, things like that.
Yeah, the mental side of the game is huge. You know, if you make a mistake in the game, if you keep that in your head, the rest of your game isn't going to go so well.
Sure.
You got to have a quick memory with that. You can't hold things.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about Bianca outside of softball. What stuff do you do? What do you like in terms of like music, movies, hobbies? Do you hang out with friends? What kind of things do you do?
My absolute favorite thing to do outside of softball is work out.
Really?
This one, yes. I love working out. I love, you know, running, lifting. Those are my absolute favorite things to do. I wake up every day before school at 5 o'clock in the morning to go lift.
Really?
Yes. I love...
So, is that your relaxation? Because you probably need some relaxation after all that.
Yes. That's the one thing that, you know, like I said with my mom's passing, that was the one, softball and working out were my two outlets.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had the drive when I was in the gym to get stronger and work harder because I wanted to get this third MVP to show my mom that,
sure,
you know, I can sure do it. And then softball just, they were great outlets.
Harlem's won the last two Nick 10 titles. And right now you guys are basically a three-way battle right now at this point with Hanoi and Freeport. Kind of give me a little bit of analysis of the season this year so far as a team, and also what's it going to take for you guys to be the ones that come out on top over these last couple weeks?
Yeah, from the beginning of the year to now, we have grown outstandingly in this team. You know, from the beginning, we were kind of choppy. We weren't getting hits together.
Mm-hmm.
It was like two people got on base, and then we couldn't hit the other ones around. But right now, where we are now, we're doing phenomenal. You know, I don't want to jinx us or anything, but we're doing great. We're really working as a team now, uh-huh, instead of just one person at a time.
What would you say is the reason for that? Was it the youth on team and experience, or just a matter of just kind of just getting together?
I think the big part is the leadership of the seniors on the team.
Mm-hmm.
We really have a role where, like, we like to show them how things are done, and just like the freshmen that's on the team and the sophomores and juniors, they're really believing what we're doing.
Sure, sure.
And they're able to understand that we have to do it this way in order to win.
So they're kind of
together
running the way.
Yeah.
You mentioned being a senior. I mean, have you had a chance to sit and look back, and maybe not yet because you're so much into the season, but this is your last high school season. I mean, do you reflect on that at all? Does it kind of get emotional for you? Does it bother you? Or are you looking forward to moving on, and as much as you love it, you're ready for the next step?
It's definitely emotional because, you know, I played with these teammates for so long, and,
sure,
you know, I'm going to miss the way that they do certain things. You know, like my freshman year, I had Megan Johnson at shortstop with me. We always mess around on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss that friendship we had, but I'm so excited to get to NIU and make new friends, mm-hmm, and be able to play as a team on NIU.
Talk about NIU. Why did you pick that school? And who else was after you?
Oh, NIU. I love that school. It's like playing in my own backyard.
Sure.
You know, as a kid, I would go up to the NIU games, and I mean, I'm just a girl from McChesney Park that had the opportunity to play, mm-hmm, you know, at NIU, and the coaching staff there is unbelievable. You know, I see it when I go to the games. You know, I see how the coaches interact with the players, and it's an unbelievable bond that they have. They mm-hmm spend so much time together, and they really put an effort to make that program what it is now.
Did you have other teams looking at you or talking to you about scholarships?
Yeah, I did. And they were great teams too, but I wanted to stay close to home. And I told my NIU coach, I was like, you know, my mom's pretty sick right now. She would love to come up and see me when I play at NIU.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the school, you know, this is the school that I want. It's close, only 45 minutes.
Sure.
So that was one of my biggest things. But now my dad's always going to be up
sure.
there. And he even sometimes, he fixes vending machines, and he's up there at NIU fixing vending machines half the time anyway. So it would be nice to see him up there.
Did they give you, and I know they probably can't do this, but they talk about, like, they say, like, we expect you to be playing right away next year. They expect you to redshirt right away. Have they given you any kind of what they want out of you next year, or is this kind of a wait and see?
No, they can't really tell me anything. They can't promise me that I'll be playing anywhere or tell me I'll be playing anywhere, but they're just kind of waiting to see how things play out.
Sure.
Because you never know, anything could happen. You know, somebody on the team now could get hurt, and I
sure.
could go in right away, or anything like that, but... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good competition up there.
Do they want you as catcher? They might move you around, or?
I think they want me as a catcher, but I'm not sure. I'm able to play anywhere. If they put me there, I'll be happy to play there.
All right. Well, that was Harlem senior Bianca Barone. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me, and best of luck down the stretch here in the postseason.
Thank you.
All right. We'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.